I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it's Easter weekend, and there are a lot of places families can hunt for eggs or spend some time with the Easter bunny.
Yep, the kids might want to get their Easter baskets out because there are a lot of places on the Cape and Islands that are offering all kinds of egg hunts. On Saturday, there's a community Easter egg hunt at 10 a.m. at the John Wesley United Methodist Church in Falmouth. Then at 10:15, there's a hunt at the Dennis Public Library in Dennisport. From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., Osterville Village Library is going to hold two hunts. They've got a hunt for kids that are up to age 5 and then a separate one for ages 6 to 10, which seems like a nice idea so the little kids have a chance. At 2:30 Saturday afternoon, Epic Senior Healthcare of Harwich is holding a hunt for children 8 years old or younger. And then on the Easter holiday itself, starting at 10 a.m., the Harborview Hotel in Edgartown has an Easter egg hunt and then brunch with the Easter Bunny. And that's going to include eggs hidden around the hotel grounds and then along Lighthouse Beach, which is right next to the hotel.
Cape Week has a couple of stories this week on unusual art projects. The first one brings two different kinds of artists together to be inspired by each other. Tell us about this.
Well, this exhibit is called Mutual Muses, and it's the 8th year that it's happened at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth. They pair visual artists of different kinds with poets. It started out with just 13 in each group, but so many people were interested in doing this. There are now 45 artists and 45 poets involved. Months ago, they were randomly matched up and given a piece of work by the other person to respond to in some way by making a piece of art or writing a poem. What they came up with is in this exhibit, and there's an opening reception from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, and then there's going to be a reading of some of the poems 7 to 8 o'clock that night. And the exhibit's going to be at the center through April 26th, so if you can't get there on Friday, there's plenty of time to take a look.
You have another story this week about an exhibit at Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis. These are sculptures by an artist, Mike Wright, who uses only specific materials with interesting histories to create her art.
Well, Mike kind of might start out driving around Provincetown to get what she wants, or she might walk down a Provincetown beach to find it, because what she's looking for is painted wood, specifically from Provincetown. She takes her inspiration from modernist artists that she admires and then has two rules. The wood has to be found in Provincetown, and it must have old paint on it. And she never alters the paint. She wants it to be chipped or scraped up because that shows that it had some kind of a life before she got it. She could use a coffee table, an oar, part of a rocking chair, part of a water ski, part of an old boat, whatever. She puts these sculptures together in some way to be inspired by an artist that she admires. In this exhibit at the Cape Cod Museum of Art, there are 24 pieces. Some of them are as tall as 11 feet, and it's called Remake, Mike Wright Assemblages, and shows her work over the past decade. And that, too, is going to be on display through April 26th.
And looking ahead, next Wednesday night, April 8th, as part of its monthly reading series, Kituat Center for the Arts is focusing on a series of short plays that all have a Cape Cod connection.
The writer and director involved that night is Anne Carter Aiken, and there's 6 short plays that are put together in a program called Beyond Reasonable Doubt. It's a staged reading. It takes place at 7:30 p.m. that Wednesday for the second Wednesday theater that they do every month at the center. The title's related to a legal term that was defined by Lemuel Shaw, who was the Chief Justice of Massachusetts, and he was born and grew up in West Barnstable. And the different plays are Chop Suey, and that's when a painting by Edward Hopper comes to life, House Guests, which is about something we are all familiar with on Cape Cod, Marconi and the King of England is the story of inventor Marconi's first wireless telegraph message, and that was from South Wellfleet between President Theodore Roosevelt and King Edward VI. There's The Doubtful Guest, which is the story behind Edward Gorey's illustrated book. Nobel Prize is about the many Nobel Prize laureates that were connected to Cape Cod. And then there is Moby Quick, which is described as a high-speed romp through Herman Melville's much longer book. And so those are all going to be told on April 8th.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.